two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 5:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. We're at 28 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. We're just a half an hour away from kickoff of the Pac-12 championship game, the Utes against the USC Trojans. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the latest. Amy?
I'm not even a Ute fan, and even I have FOMO looking at the sea of red at Allegiant Stadium right now. We know the Utes completely sold out their ticket allotment for local fans, and I'm looking at photos online, and the stadium is steadily filling up with those fans. There's also high hopes that the Utes will pull off another win this year after last year's championship victory. And remember, the Utes have already faced off against the Trojans this season. The Utes pulled off a victory thanks to a two-point conversion by quarterback Cam Rising. And, of course, the big question just a few minutes away is if he'll be able to do it again. The game starts at 6 on Fox. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Utah State girl there. It's the last day of early voting in Georgia's Senate primary. Maria Soleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, record turnout in Georgia's runoff between Republican Herschel Walker and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
We are in the home stretch. We are almost there.
More than 1 million voters have already cast ballots in the high-stakes race that will determine whether Democrats secure an outright majority in the Senate. Meantime, in the House, Kevin McCarthy has his work cut out for him to become the next speaker. While he's been nominated by his party to that post, he still has to survive a vote in January.
McCarthy is meeting with GOP lawmakers now to try to potentially hash out some kind of a deal to get their support.
ABC's Jay O'Brien says there are five House Republicans who have said they will not vote for McCarthy under any circumstances. The defense has asked for a mistrial in the Trump Organization's criminal tax fraud trial. Company attorneys argue the prosecution's mention of former President Trump's name is improper. The judge denied the motion but offered to explain to the jury they should limit how much weight to give statements about the former president who is not charged in the case. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaos, KSL News Radio.
Roughly half of Utahns think Senator Mitt Romney's doing a good job, but slightly more than half don't think he should run for re-election. The mixed reviews come from a new Dan Jones and Associates poll. It's been published in the Deseret News. It has a margin of error of 3 points. Employers added 263,000 jobs nationwide last month. It's about 63,000 more than expected, and as a bonus, wages are rising.
Wages going up is good news, right, for consumers and Americans. Bad news for the Federal Reserve, because higher wages means that it keeps pressure on inflation. So wages were up 0.6% month over month and 5.1% year over year. It sounds good, but it's not keeping up with inflation. We know inflation was up about 8.7% year over year.
ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus. President Biden celebrated today's rosy unemployment numbers.
It means our plan to build the economy from the bottom up and the middle out. You're tired of hearing me say that, but it's working.
Unemployment held steady in November at 3.7%. The president has signed a bill that avoids a nationwide rail strike. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Some rail companies feel a couple of the demands unions were making against the industry are misrepresentative. In a statement to KSL, Union Pacific said it is important to note that railroad employees receive substantial paid time off each year. No Union Pacific employee has been fired for missing a single day of work. Within the agreement passed by the Senate, an extra paid day off for rail workers was granted.
According to The Economist, this rail strike would have cost the U.S. up to $2 billion a day. The announcement of a new master plan housing development in the small town of Hoytsville in Summit County is getting a lot of attention.
Hoytsville is home to less than 1,000 people and is located south of Echo Reservoir in Summit County. The goal is to create affordable housing opportunities in the most expensive county for housing in the state. But resident Jen Houston is worried about bringing a big development to the rural area.
I realize it's already sold and I realize it's probably already going to happen, but I would love to see them modify it a little bit. You know, create what they're calling, you know, an open space and not try to turn it into daybreak.
Larry H. Miller Communities President Brad Holmes says their main goal is to provide more options for the people in Summit County.
And provide affordable housing for an area that's growing and that needs workforce housing and affordable housing and other options.
Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:35.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.